Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA yesterday, Kyrie Irving scored 29 points to lead the undermanned Nets to a 130-96 rout of the Jazz. In men's college basketball, UConn downed Marquette 65-54, and in women's college basketball, Rhode Island edged UMass 48-47. Siena's women's team, which was supposed to go to Quinnipiac this weekend, will instead host Ryder this Friday and Saturday as the MAC continues to shuffle its schedule due to the coronavirus pandemic. In college football news, Alabama's Devontae Smith has become the first wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy in 29 seasons, breaking the monopoly quarterbacks have had on college football's most prestigious award by beating out three of them. The other finalists were Smith's Alabama teammate Mac Jones, Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, and Florida's Kyle Trask. College football playoff executive director Bill Hancock says the national championship game between Alabama and Ohio State in Florida is still a go for Monday night. AL.com reported that Ohio State has been in contact with CFP officials about a possible COVID-19 issue and player availability problems that could force the game to be delayed. In NFL news, Browns coach Kevin Stefanski has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss Cleveland's first playoff game since the 2002 season. Special teams coordinator Mike Prefer will be the acting head coach on Sunday against the Steelers. Pro Bowl guard Joel Bitonio and wide receiver Kadarrell Hodge also tested positive, along with two more assistant coaches. It's a major blow to the Browns, who qualified for the playoffs for the first time in 17 seasons with a win over the Steelers last weekend. And Peyton Manning is among 15 finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2021. It doesn't necessarily come as a surprise. The star quarterback and owner of a record 5 NFL Most Valuable Player awards and 2 Super Bowl titles was one of the most prolific passers in NFL history. I'm Jesse King.